Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
Now, a lot of people are dealing with highly stressful jobs or highly stressful situations in their home. Juggling a busy household, kids, lots of things running through your mind, wondering how, you know, you're going to do the next thing or be the next thing and get the next thing done.
Mm.
You often think to yourself, how do I get through the stress in a cheaper way? I mean, I maybe can't afford therapy. Maybe I can't afford any other form of medication. Move your tongue around.
Really?
Yeah. Our jaw is one area of the body where we can hold the highest levels of stress, by the way. If you're feeling just met your jaw, you tense it up. So try simple mouth movements to reduce tension and strains. Easy smile stretches. Wiggle your jaw from side to side. Take care to faster jerky actions. None of that. Loosen your lips. Begin to grin and then relax. Rion, how do you unwind? How do you de-stress?
Well, I've got two options. The first one is a universal one that I think should be in any psychologist's room. And that is bubble wrap.
Oh.
Popping bubble wrap. That helps for every kind of stressful situation.
Sir, you are 100% right. A good old bubble pop. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. It's actually quite, besides being therapeutic, I also feel sometimes disappointed when somebody's beaten me to a bubble. like in other words, somebody else has had that sheet.
Oh,
and
yes.
And then you know there's nothing there. It's just pop.
Pop, yeah.
It's not a bubble, it's a pop. And you go like, oh, nothing there. You need to feel, find one.
Yeah, there we go, yeah.
I've still got a second one.
Right.
And that is just following the instructions on a normal headache pills label, which says take two and then keep away from children.
That's brilliant.
Don't take my word for it, but listen to the doctors that have made that and put that on the side of the thing. Keep away from children. Take two headache pills and keep away from children. It's like, you know, after a long day at work, you know what you should do? Take your shoes off, okay, if you've got to wear shoes, and go walk on grass. If you've got a little grass patch or whatever, go walk on the grass.
It just grounds you, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
It's beautiful. Sleeping, then you don't have to think.
Well, that's if you can fall asleep.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, like, that's
that
true.
People battle. Like, my mind races all the time. So I know the ritual to wind down at night starts at 7 o'clock, actually, 7 p.m. We eat very early. My kids are in bed just after 7. And me, I go to bed at around 8-ish. Right? Because I know it's going to take me at least an hour to switch off the control center, if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Right, because I've got an active mind. How do you do? How do you deal? What's your de-stressor? How do you de-stress? Maybe you got some good tips for us. Maybe you can help us out with what you do. Do you drink a nice tea?
Yeah.
A friend of mine who's a massive believer in teas. He drinks herbal teas. He drinks chamomile teas. He drinks all these things. And he says he feels really de-stressed.
Yeah.
Does it help you?
I can second that.
Do you drink a good tea?
Every evening.
But with a chamomile?
Oh, no, just normal rooibos tea.
Okay.
Two tea bags.
Every morning when I drive the kids to school, I howl at the moon when it's in front of me. So every time I turn my car and the moon is in front of me, I howl at it.
For real?
And it embarrasses the kids.
And like, is it a loud howl? Is it like...
Yeah, it's just like that. I really... let it go. And then they say to me, no, close the windows. And I'm ducking under the seat. And then that makes me laugh and de-stress some more. So.
Wow. I've got to try that. That's pretty cool.
It's very good. It's very good.
Something that's, listen, and it doesn't cost you a cent. And if anybody else thinks that you're a little off your rails, so what? We're all a little off our rails. And you've got to be if you listen to the show, by the way. If you listen to us, you've got to be a little bit off your rails. So it's fine. Let's do what Marley says. Let's go. Next time, stick your head out the window, you finish and just howl.
And I say to the kids,
I'm asking Rick to give it a go. Yeah, what were you saying, Marilise?
No, if I drop the kids off, I said to them, if the moon's in front of me when I drop them off, I'm going to get out and howl. And they were so embarrassed. And I said to them, and they said, no, everyone's going to look at you and think you're crazy. And I said, no, they're all mums. They know.
It's so true. Nobody's judging. They all know why you're howling at the moon.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, Marilise.
Woo!
No, that's no, Ric Flair. That sounds like Ric Flair. Sorry.
You just Ric Flair there, Ric Flair.
Woo!
Yeah, hold on. Take care.
Yeah, that's like a brancic hunt.
Like a rooster.
Yeah, Dark Links is a pavement special, Rick.
Very success.
Can I not go? Well, I'll go again. How do you? How's it? Yeah, man, you're like, okay, excellent.
What is sick on this day?
Jij probeer, Rick.
COVID brand.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile. On Smile 90.4 FM.